Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
There he is, everybody. It's Donald Faison, America's favorite thespian.
Did you work out today?
Yeah, I did get on that treadmill.
Oh, you got on a treadmill and worked out.
I didn't train. I got on the treadmill, yeah. And then the power went out, and I thought, oh, this is the universe saying I don't have to work out today. And then the power went back on. And I said, oh, the universe was just joking.
So, you know, I told you how I had a little health scare and all of that shit. And so now my thing is trying to turn working out into a routine where it's like every day, no matter what and stuff like that. Even if I get off a plane, like trying to do it like The Rock, at least get the push-ups in, at least get the...
Right.
That's very challenging and very time consuming. But yeah. I want to live a little bit longer.
Yeah. One thing I tried to say to myself is that it's part of my emotional mental health.
Right.
So it's like whenever it's feeling like, oh, I don't feel like working out today for physical reasons, just go, oh no, the endorphins that I'm going to get are a part of my mental health regimen.
Yeah. Now all I got to do is stop the weed. That's all I got to do. If I can
That's
figure
been a
that
theme
out
on the show for quite Seven a few seasons.
Yeah, quite a few seasons. But if I can do that, I can do anything. And I'm working on that.
Speaking of which, Donald and I saw a very interesting machine yesterday that's like a Nespresso machine for joint rolling.
Oh, gosh.
What?
You put a paper in and then you load like a pod in, like an espresso pod, but it's filled with weed. And then you hit go and it rolls a joint. A joint comes out.
I'm going to tell you something right now. It wasn't that strong, though.
But can I get a pod and put my own weed in it?
Yeah, I did.
Are there refillable pods?
You did?
They rolled one for me.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I don't know. It's like Nespresso capsules. I think it's their own brand of weed.
Mm. Yeah, okay. It comes with the machine. So, like, if you get the machine, you also get your weed from the company that makes
the machine. Right, just like Nespresso.
We're looking this up.
But listen, I gotta say,
it's a great Christmas or birthday.
I think
gift.
It's like it's a novelty thing because for the cost of it, think how many pre-rolled joints you could buy.
Right. That's
but
real talk.
I think it's a really good party trick though. Like your friends come over, and you're like, Can I have the robot make you a joint?
It's really cool if you don't need the pods to do it. If you could just grind the weed up yourself, put it in, and then it does it for you, that would be amazing.
Facts.
That would be the ultimate machine.
It would
that
be shit, nice like in a hotel
especially
room.
If it could do it fast. This shit took a really long time. This What's shit took so time? Long.
What's a long time? Once you hit go, like, I left before you figured it out.
The joke was we could roll just as fast as, you know.
Well, if you're a professional joint roller like Donald, you can roll faster than the robot.
Snoop Dogg has a real deal Holyfield blunt roller, dude. Mm-hmm. Like a real deal. Like she got a job. She was interviewed for the job.
That's funny. He hit a stopwatch and he was like, go.
It's like, you know, that's when you know you got money. Like some people are like, you know what? I got a little bit of money right now. I'm going to get an assistant to help me with my everyday.
I'm sure she has side projects she works on other than blunt rolling.
I mean, I imagine it. She's
he's probably like, can you, he's probably
7.
Also like, can you iron this shirt?
No. No. She's with him. She's rolling blunts 24/7. Like the amount of weed that this brother smokes a day.
Right. Ooh, no, wait. Now, how long? Wait. Honestly, I left before the machine worked. How long did you say it honestly took once you hit the button?
I didn't see it really do it. All I know is he was like, here, and he pulled it out, and the joint was done, and then I had to twist the top and stuff like that.
Was it a nice joint?
I mean,
it worked.
I smoked that gas, yo. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means. Oh, really strong? Is that lingo for very strong?
It means he's smoking particularly potent weed.
Oh, yes. You smoke that gas.
A beautiful translation, dude. Here's some fun facts. Snoop Dogg smokes 150 joints a day, and he pays the blunt roller $50,000 a year.
It's not a bad gig.
150
a
day?
That's what she's telling
How
the
come
press.
He's not? If that would, I don't know if that's, that might be a little, I mean, I don't want to ever doubt the brother, but wouldn't he be like, my name's Snoop Dogg, sliggity diggity, y'all? Wouldn't he be like, hey,
isn't that how he talks?
The drizzle, you build baby,
up
the
a
drizzle.
I mean, you build up a tolerance to anything, right? That's, so if you smoke that much, he's probably getting the same amount of high as you are, Donald. He just needs that much.
You know, it's, okay, so here's the problem with it all. You get to a level where it really just becomes about putting the lips to something to pull.
The oral fixation.
Right, and then also to feel that little throat burn or whatever that shit is, right? You know, that's what you're really smoking for. Because at some point, you can't get no higher.
There is a ceiling.
Yeah, but it's not really good for your lungs.
Yo, you know what else isn't good for you?
What?
Everything. Other than love. Love is great for you.
Love
but
is
too
good
much,
for you.
But I'll tell you right now, too much love will fuck you up.
It's deep.
It's true.
I have so
too
much
love will spoil you.
I have so much love for you.
I have so much
love
for
you. Hi, listeners. Welcome to the program.
You spoil me, ZB. You spoil me.
I do. I love you. You spoil me with your love. When I see you, my heart smiles.
Okay, so we went out. Hold up. Before we get into the show, guys, how's it going? Everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hi, listeners. Hi, Joel and Daniel.
Hi, everybody. Yo, we went out. Oh, man, ZB and I went out, and we haven't gone out in a really long time, and we brought my wife with us.
We went
and
to
I'm
going to
tell you something right
gala.
Now. My wife was not feeling well at all, but she rallied.
We weekend at Bernie's.
And we weekend at Bernie's. We freaking.
She looked beautiful, though. She had
looked
a great
amazing.
Gown on.
Holy shit. But we went out. Okay, first of all, thank you, everybody who's seen the T-Mobile commercials. Yo, that's the dopest thing ever, the way you guys are responding to this. It's like we created another season of Scrubs, but with T-Mobile.
It's like T-Mobile did. Thanks, T-Mobile, for making
thank you,
us
T-Mobile.
Scrubs short films. Yeah,
right. But we went out, and we got to see like a bunch of celebrities. We went out for a great cause, too. We went out for Baby to Baby. But then at the end of the night, DJ D-Nice DJs the party.
Oh, my goodness.
With a live drummer.
With a live drummer. So cool. Shout out Kelly Patrickoff for inviting us out. Yeah, we appreciate
it. Well, and for being one of the heads of this incredible charity. They raised over, what was it, 10 or 12 million?
$12 million.
$12 million.
Oh, my word.
Kim Kardashian was in the house. She freaking received an award. Like, it was Tyler Perry was there. He gave her the award. Like, it was an amazing night.
It was a
but
great
But they got
event.
Even better. Once the, listen, they raised the money. That was a lot of fun to be a part of that and witness that. But when the party happened and my wife, myself, and ZB hit the dance floor.
Oh. Yeah.
The problem was we would each leave and we were like, oh, where'd they go? And then individually, we'd all come back each time with three shots of Casamigos.
Yeah.
Guys. Listen, get started.
I got hammered. I'm not going to lie.
We got hammered, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I really, really hope he doesn't put on TLC, no scrubs. Because
we were on the dance floor. I don't want no scrubs.
Because we were drunk enough. We were drunk enough that we would have just started robot dancing to it.
Well, we were robot dancing anyway. Like, we did a two-person conga line where I was in the front and Zach had his head on my shoulder. My wife came up to me and she was like, listen, there are a lot of people here who are jealous of your relationship. Y'all need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Donald and I did a two-man conga line on the dance floor.
It's adorable.
By the way, this DJ Nice it is?
DJ D-Nice.
DJ D-Nice, I got to say.
Boogie Down Productions.
Listen, I've never seen, Daniel, maybe you have because you're a DJ with a live drummer. Mm. That shit was fire. And the drummer was insane.
That's awesome. Yeah,
just off tour with someone.
If you're a DJ, I'm telling you, add a live drummer. That shit was fucking amazing.
Well, you got to add a live drummer that can actually put a live drummer on it.
Yeah, he added, obviously he was a sick drummer, but he added so much to it. It was so cool.
If you want to see a great example of that, you can check out the late great DJ AM and Travis Barker. They did a thing back to back of AM and Travis together, and that was a really, really cool project. And Travis Barker is, of course, an incredible drummer.
Yeah. All right, I didn't know that. All right, but wow, it was so cool, and we had so much fun, and we helped them raise. We participated in them raising $12 million for Baby to Baby, which felt really good.
Hell yeah!
And we looked fly in our tuxes, Donald.
Dude, you look sick. I look sick. My wife was sick. It was a great
evening. All right, on that note, let's get into the show. Count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Mm-hmm. Now listen, not to be this guy.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
But I started watching this episode and I'm laughing my ass off and I'm loving the camera style and I'm loving this shit and I'm like, who directed this?
And then you realized it was you?
Yeah, then I realized it was me.
You didn't know it was you?
I honestly didn't. I was like, I bet this is Buckland or maybe it's Spiller. This is fucking really good. Oh, it was me.
halfway through, I was like, Zach definitely directed this episode. I could tell already. I can already tell. Dude.
By the way, not just directing style, which I'm sorry, is really good, but I think it's the best one of season 7 so far. I laughed more times.
I laughed quite a bit.
It's got some very classic moments in it, including Who Tweeted Lighter.
Not only that, the babies, all of that stuff. But we're going to get into all of that. The name of the episode is what again?
My Growing Pains.
My Growing
Pains.
Like
the classic show.
Oof. Show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your crying. Mm-hmm. When we're near the end, the best is headed to begin.
All right, we don't need the whole song. All right, listen.
As long as we got each other.
The most important thing you need to know if you're too
we
young.
We got a world hanging around and I don't even know the word, but I just remember that's a baby rain or shine.
All the time.
All the time.
I like your lyrics.
We got each other sharing the laughter of love.
All right, listen, the only thing you need to know if you're too young to know the show is that there was a main character on the show whose name was Boner. And for some reason, that was allowed.
And his dad,
H-N-E-R.
His last name was actually Stabone, but they called him Boner for sure.
Yeah, so it's like, it's like a prime time family sitcom, and everyone's
his
being like, Boner,
Sylvester.
Boner.
His dad's name was Sylvester.
Stabone.
And his last name was Stabone.
Yeah. It was a good Sylvester show. I was the right age for it. I really watched it. Did you?
Oh, I watched that show all the time, man.
Yeah. I was the correct age.
That one, you know what I really loved was
Kirk Cameron.
Family Ties.
Yeah, well, that was an earlier. This was sort of a predated that Growing Pains.
Yeah. Like, let's keep it 100. Michael J. Fox really set the tone for teenage boys on television, in my opinion. Like, and
also
that,
and also just modern comedic television. I mean,
sitcom
timing and all that stuff. No one had more incredible timing. By the way, Growing Pains did a very funny thing. They one season the parents had a baby, and then they just decided the next season, like, you know what, baby's not really contributing anything. Let's make it a toddler.
Yo, well, Family Matters had a kid. Like, dude, Family Matters had a kid like for a couple of seasons, and then all of a sudden she wasn't on the show anymore, and they didn't even address that.
It wasn't even like
the baby
just
disappeared.
Yeah, she went upstairs one episode and never came back down.
Never came back down.
That's funny. Well, I just remember Growing Pains being like, why did the baby age like 4 years over one season? Nobody else aged.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So we opened the show with one of the wackiest fantasies of the entire series.
All the men have breasts.
All the men. JD is imagining that Sam, his baby, what he's thinking. And because he's a little baby who is breastfeeding, his fantasy is that all the men.
Everybody, just every person on the planet.
Yes, everybody has breasts and he's looking for them. Now, Kelso is given prosthetics that are very convincing. I mean, you just have a stuffed bra, but Kelso has like a beautiful pair of prosthetic breasts, which is a very odd thing to say, but they did a great job with those.
They do look good.
They did look good. What made me laugh was that we had that Turk and JD had a milk fight in the parking lot.
Yes.
And Turk lost.
Right. And he's covered covered in milk.
He's covered in breast milk.
Yeah.
He's covered in male. Sorry, he's covered in male breast milk.
Yes. And then I'm like, and then Kelso's like, hold on, he's latching. He's latching. I'm like, he's gonna latch. And then Kelso goes, he's latched. So weird. And then I get splattered with breast milk. And I go, dude, we said truce. And we cut to you. And yes. You go, count it.
Yeah.
And you've got you've got the areola squeezed. I saw it. Like, I saw fake areola.
You did not see areola.
I did. I paused it.
You did not see areola.
They showed fake male breast areola. I guess technically you could, right? Because it's male. I don't know. That's confusing. But I saw areola. You can pause it and see it.
You saw my nipple?
I saw your fake breast nipple.
But it was stuffed, though.
I don't know. I saw something.
Okay. Anyway,
go back and look, audience.
It's Kelso's birthday the next day.
Yes.
Kelso has a birthday coming.
And he's 58.
And he claims he's 58, but he's been lying to the hospital for quite a bit of time, for at least 7 years.
Yes.
It all comes to, Elliot's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to throw him a party.
Yeah.
We're going to throw Kelso a party. We're going to get everybody there, and we're going to celebrate this man.
Yes.
But how old is he?
Yes.
And then Elliot goes on a mission to find out how old Kelso is.
Yeah. So the theme, of course, across all the stories is growing up in some ways. Kelso has been lying to everyone. We'll learn later it's because one of the reasons is he doesn't want to retire from the job that he loves so much, which is a really sweet moment. You know, Kelso doesn't get too many sort of heartbreaking moments, but the end of this episode, you get a really sweet moment with a man who realizes that he has to retire and doesn't want to.
It's coming to an end.
And then the story with Jordan is that she's still away at her mom's house.
She's still at her mom's.
And Cox is saying that his little, in terms of growing pains, his little boy is too old now for him to do his silly voice. And she says, well, you're being crazy. Come on. He's a little boy. Do the silly voice. And he's like, no, he's too old for a silly voice now.
Yeah. Cox is having a hard time this whole episode, actually, because he wants his kid to be older than he wants his kid to mature faster than the kid's going to mature. And he also makes one of the biggest mistakes, I think, of his career. And he's very lucky. I mean, I don't know if there are repercussions from this after. I mean, as the next few episodes go on, but like, who the fuck does he think he is that he can just overstep a parent's wishes and step to a child and give them and tell them what's going on with them, even though their parents asked him not to. The kid's parents asked him not to.
Yeah, that is really fucked up. And as we know, Sam the lawyer, Ted the lawyer, is very, very worried about it because he says they have a really jumping ahead. But he goes, "You, they have a really good lawyer," and he uses the terms "we have to mitigate the situation in case they litigate." And he goes, and Cox goes, "I'm just surprised you know the difference between mitigate and litigate." And he goes, "Their lawyer taught me. I'm telling you, the guy's really good."
Right. And then he goes, "Oh, I hope I don't have to mitigate." He goes, "I hope I use that right." Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I did. I did. But he did it. He used it wrong.
The great Sam Lloyd has so many laughs in this episode.
Let's go back. Kids at the park.
That was cute.
It's very cute. It's also a little inappropriate. We got our kids freaking talking about hooking up. And I'm like, I'm trying to betroth them like right away. Like, I'm like, look, let's make this happen now so that we can spend more time together. The sooner they're together, the sooner we can be together.
Oh, I thought it was just two dads being silly. I didn't think it was inappropriate, but you're the real dad, so you would know if it's inappropriate or not. But it was funny, man. when I made Sam pretend to be smacking a booty. Smacking, that right. Was
and, well, you saw all the other parents in the park and how they reacted. They weren't too. And you're like, "I'm sorry, I'll talk to him about it."
Right. But you're like, "Taste this brown sugar, brown sugar." That baby is the cutest baby I've ever seen.
They both were.
I'm talking about raising Sam on my own when I have him, and I'm like, then it's poopy time, then it's his poopy time.
And then the best thing happens.
Rex.
No, but we're not there yet.
What?
The boys are free. The boys are free to hang out for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
Sam is with his mom.
Right.
Izzy is with her mom. The boys are free. And Turk asks, "When's the last time we did something stupid?" And JD's like, "Well, we did, you know, to tell Rex that we'd cover his shift if he followed Hooch all day."
Right.
And it cuts to Hooch, and Hooch is back, y'all.
Yeah, Hooch is back, and he's crazier than ever.
But this time, we know Hooch is really crazy. And now this is the fucked up shit about our characters. They know somebody is really close to being committed.
Yeah.
And they want to push.
They don't tell Rex.
No, but they want to push him over the line to get him there, too. They also want to get him there.
Well.
If we push just a little harder.
Right.
I don't think they really think
he's going to snap like he does eventually. We learn later that he was involved in some sort of a hostage situation.
Oh my god,
did I laugh out loud when he said, when the older coworker of Kelso goes home, "We're going to need a new orthopedic surgeon. As I'm sure you've heard, Dr. Hooch was involved in some sort of a hostage situation."
And then he's like, "Well, when's the last time we did something like crazy stupid?"
Yeah.
And then JD goes into his brain and we learn that Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite plays Caramel Bear. That's Efren Ramirez for all y'all out there who are Napoleon Dynamite fans. And we convince him to light a bag of poop.
No, we're all lighting the bag of poop together.
Right. And he says, I'll do it.
And we go, chocolate bear, vanilla bear, caramel bear, bears for life.
Right, and we're like, "I know we're going to be best friends forever, even though today's the first day we met."
Yeah.
And he grabs the bag of poop, and he goes, "I'll do it." And he runs and puts the bag of poop on the door and doesn't run. And knocks on the door and doesn't run away. He just waves at us. And they open the door. People open the door and grab him. One giant dude grabs him. And that's the last time Turk and JD ever saw Ricky.
Yeah, now, we say rest in peace. Rest in peace. That means they killed him.
The guy killed Caramel Bear. Just like in Boys in the Hood, they killed Ricky, yo.
Yo, the Caramel Bear only lasted one day of college. He hung out with us and then he got killed doing a prank.
And I'm like, "We don't know that he died." And JD's like, "Well, his parents came and got all of his stuff, and his roommate got nothing but straight A's and never went to class."
We got Ricky killed. By the way, that fantasy was so funny. Your high top fade and my mullet, which is extra long for some reason, it's like almost down to my back. It's like down to the middle of my back. And Efren was so funny. And Dude, bears, you know, for life.
Dude, you know that hair? When we first started the show, the hair was so like, it was like a, it wasn't a couple of hours, but it was like a good hour and a half in the chair to put the hair on. As time went on, it just became this ragged wig that sat in the closet. And they'd be like, you're wearing the hair today. And they would take it out the closet and literally just put a wig on my
head. They just plopped it on top.
Fuck it, just go. Yeah. After they shaped it, they didn't give two shits about it.
My mullet was, I think, extensions that clipped into the back of my hair. I think it was glorious. But I think it kept getting, I think because I directed this one, I was probably like, extra long, please.
We got okay. Ricky killed anyway.
That shit was hilarious. All right, so not hilarious is that this young boy named Josh is anemic and he might have leukemia, and parents are very concerned. We learn, of course, as Donald mentioned later, that he does in fact have it, and Cox can't fathom that the parents aren't going to tell him. They've decided they're not going to tell their young boy that he's sick
because it's very treatable, and so they're going to keep it a secret.
That's their plan, which I'm sure is something that happens in the real world.
I totally get it. Like, you know, the last thing I want my kids to do is worry about anything going on with them, and so I understand that. They're very young and very vulnerable, and so I get where the parents are coming from, but I also get where Cox is coming from too. You know, he's
right, but we agree it's not up to him to decide.
He has no say in the matter. You know what I mean? He's not a part of that family at all. He's the doctor.
So Elliot has decided she's going to go all in on the birthday party. And there's a very funny riff that's clearly Neil Flynn just improvising, where he comes in and goes, "You rang as Lurch from Adam's Family." And then he does this whole improv riff about bells that's just really funny.
He kept that thing going.
Bill, I'm sure I put it in my director's cut, and I'm so glad that Bill left it in because it's long, but it's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it stops being funny, and then it gets funny again.
Yeah, I laughed. I laughed. I went and sat with Bill for a little bit as he's cutting the new Harrison Ford Jason Segel show. It was cool. So watch the master in action. It was really cool. Show's hilarious.
I know it is.
Hilarious.
I know it is. I bet it is.
I was just laughing in the edit room with him and Neil Goldman and just cracking up.
Is Neil one of the producers and writers?
Yeah. Neil's like the, the showrunner that teamed with Bill to do it, you know, because Bill has so many projects that he puts, sort of assigned someone.
You can't go wrong with Neil. You can't go wrong with him. You can't go wrong with him. You can't go wrong with Tarsus.
By the way, Neil's the one that that Bill keeps saying as we figure out what we're going to do, that he's the one who wants to be the main writer with him on whatever is Project Faison Braff.
Let's go. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/RealFriends.
All right, so Turk produces a giant stethoscope. I don't know how you made that, because it's a pretty amazing prop, Donald. Did you think Turk took prop making classes in college? Because Turk has produced a pretty realistic giant stethoscope prop.
I mean, I have no clue where he got that thing from.
But I think he says he made it.
Well, he wants to play world's most giant black doctor because JD's like, no, we said we weren't doing that until Black History Month so we could scare all the racist patients. and Turk is like, well, hold on now, that dude in room whatever it is said to me that I love fried chicken. And he goes, what you do? You know, he offered me some fried chicken because he know I'd love it. He said, did you eat it? He said, I ate that bad boy.
That was funny. By the way, the idea that I could hold you on my shoulders is unrealistic. I don't even think I ever did. I think it was a stuntman.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't put you on my shoulders, bro.
Yeah, you were at this point. You had back issues and all of that stuff going on.
Yeah, from running into walls for seven years. But listen, yeah. to make this audience laugh. Yeah, no, but anyway, I mean, I think I remember. If you look at the cut, when I poke my head out, it's in close up.
Oh no! When you poke your head out, you're in under a ladder actually. When you do that, every time we did the doctor, when it's the head comes out. It's never connected if you look. It's the ladder.
Right, but I think in the moment when it was a wide shot, you're probably on a stuntman's shoulders or something.
Yeah, maybe. Even when you poke your head out and I'm on your shoulders, it's always been a ladder. It's no matter,
I don't think we've ever done world's tallest black doctor.
This was the first time.
Yes. Joelle shaking her head. She knows. We don't have to go to Trevor for that. Joelle knows.
Burn for burn, baby.
Okay, wait. Don't go there yet. So then Kelso.
That's in the Bible.
Wait.
Okay, my bad.
You're ruining one of the funniest jokes of the whole show.
All right.
So cut up. So then they're talking about how they're going to figure out how old Kelso is. And the janitor. Was it the janitor who suggests they cut off his legs and count the rings?
Yes, that's the janitor that suggests that. Yeah,
and then Sarah says that only works on trees, and he says and puppets.
Yes.
Now, is that because does he mean puppets made of wood? I don't know. Okay,
I believe so.
It's a thinker. That joke because you're like, why puppets? And like, does he mean like Pinocchio?
Yes, I believe so. I could be wrong.
I laughed either way, even if it wasn't wooden puppets. I thought it was just so random and funny. Okay, so Hooch finally has enough, and he sparks the lighter set to, I mean, I don't know if that must be a specially rigged lighter.
Okay, so hold on. So Cox has this whole statement to JD about becoming a grown-up, and he really lays it in thick.
Yeah, and he's his mentor. He's his idol, yeah.
and gives him the you're acting like a fucking jackass. And I'm I didn't congratulate you on having a kid. And well, here it is right now. Congratulations. We're all really proud of you. Yeah. Lays it on thick. So now Turk, so JD's like, you know what? You're right. In his mind, Cox, you're right. I got to grow up. So he kind of lays it on thick to Turk when Turk's like, let's do this giant doctor thing. Right. And JD's like, nah, I don't want to do it. I think we need to grow up.
He got in his head.
Right. Turk's like, fuck that shit. I'm not letting him go down this path. I'm going to bring him back to the good side. Right. And he decides, I'm going to bring you back by keeping the immaturity going.
Right.
And so he offers so many different things. He tries to play, keeps tenting him. Yeah, tries to play hide the saltine with him.
Yeah. That was funny. It was sort of vaguely sexual. It was kind of like,
you know, it was kind of like
sticking your butt up in the air, but it was a saltine, like, you know, you want it.
And JD's not biting. So finally he's like, look, man, He's like, look, I'm telling you, this is you got to come back. Look at what I did. And he's got a bunch of interns now following Hooch around the hospital.
Right.
And Hooch finally snaps.
Yeah, well, Hooch says he's going to the bathroom and he's going to kill someone.
Whichever one of y'all follows me up in there.
Yeah.
I'll kill you. Today's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Wait, before that, Hooch, there's a cool shot I like where all the, this is probably right out. Oh, this is right after the commercial break, in the second act when all the dramatic walk ups, and it's a oneer, so it picks up everyone, like pulls him, dramatic walk up, then goes to someone else, and then goes to someone else, and then it whip pans to Kelso. It's really cool. I like that shot.
I skipped one time that Hooch goes real quick. This is where
I'm saying. What I was about to say was that. And then it comes back to me in admissions, and I accidentally bump into Hooch, and he goes, "Are you following me? Because I will cut you." And I'm like, "No, I'll go that way." And then he does one of the funniest Hooch things I love, which is the slow tap, you know, on the counter. He does. He goes, "Dud tap, tap." You remember that?
Yeah.
Because that was from one of the first times Hooch was ever on the show when we were doing the like. When we were messing with
the bouillon in the shower and all of that.
No. It was like one of the first times when we were like, we were going to go order some Hooch.
Right. Like, he shows up.
He came in, right in the admissions, in the window there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And he goes, because it certainly sounds like you're trying to mess with me or whatever it was. But then he did the same tap. It's another one of his things where he goes like, tap, tap, tap. Yeah. It's so funny to me.
And then we get him again and he turns around and he pulls out a lighter. And it's a fucking crack lighter, yo. Hooch got a crack lighter.
Listen, that lighter, that GIF is one of my favorite GIFs. You can find that, baby. You can find that GIF on the interwebs, people. I send it all the time. That's hilarious. Right.
Rex bumps into him and almost knocks his coffee into him. He goes, "Did you try to burn me?" He turns around.
By the way, I don't know if that was a specially rigged lighter or.
Hell yeah, man. They turned that shit into a crack lighter. He goes, "A burn for a burn, baby." That's in the Bible.
That shit is so funny. I laughed out loud at that lighter. That's in the Bible. Okay, we talked about how Ted, the lawyer, is very upset about mitigate and litigate.
We talked about Kelso's age and everything like that, but when they find out, when Elliot and the janitor find out, they confront him.
Right.
And the janitor says, "You're old." And she gives him... Kelso isn't really into the fact that they're talking about his age, and Elliot tries to reverse it and tell him all of the perks of being old.
Yeah.
And the janitor's like, "Yeah, like, you know, when you fart and people think it's cute." And Kelso's talking, and then he farts, and Elliot goes, "Oh." He goes, "See?"
I laughed out loud. I'm sorry, audience, that we included the rare fart joke, but it was a very funny fart joke.
It was a very funny fart joke.
Oh. People think it's cute when you toot, and he's like, "I'm not gonna." Oh.
Nasty ass.
By the way, you skipped something.
What'd I skip?
When Sam goes, Carla walks off pissed from Johnny C, and Sam goes, "Chicks, huh? They're all soft and cuddly, but you never get to be with one."
I'm They're all soft and cuddly.
Cuddly.
But you never get to be one.
With one.
You never get to be one. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
All right, so so the janitor and Sarah Elliot are gonna throw a party.
They throw it
and they
put Ted in charge of the decorations.
Yes.
And he gets Hanukkah decorations because they're on sale.
They're on sale, which gives us the joy of seeing Snoop Dogg resident in a yarmulke.
Right on. Also, it gives us the joy of seeing Shalina. I think this is the first time Shalina's been on the show. Am I correct?
I don't know.
Shalina, for those of you who don't know, took over for Renee, and we called her new Renee for a little bit.
Yeah, she was Sarah's stand-in, and she's awesome. She was in our our close friend group on set.
She became, she grew, she was the mermaid at the wedding and stuff like that. But she was in so many episodes, like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh,
was this, I don't know if this was her first appearance or not.
I don't know either, but this is the first time of me saying, holy shit, Shalina.
Yeah. And I just want to say that I laughed at the Hanukkah stuff so much. And then when he holds out the electric menorah and says, make a wish.
I mean, this whole episode is about the importance of being young at heart.
Yes.
But also being able to be a grown-up, to be grown-up enough or mature enough to handle your shit. Like, that's really what this episode is about. Can you stay? It was a great Twilight Zone, the movie. Can you stay with fresh young minds and a fresh young heart, even though you're getting older?
Well, I got to say that I thought, you know, it asked you and I are in our late 40s, sad to say, and we keep it young and silly. And I think that you know, I don't feel 47. I feel very young at heart. And so I identify with JD. I mean, obviously he's, you know, in his 30s, but he wants to find a way to be young at heart and be a good dad and be a good doctor. But still, there's no, he's like, why do I have to give up the silliness that I have with my best friend? And I feel that's very true in real life for me and you, you know.
Agreed.
Like your wife is literally like, guys, please, you're doing a two-person conga line. And meanwhile, we're like we're laughing our ass off.
We're having the time of our life. We're having the time of our life. I looked up a couple of times and people were enjoying the fact that we were doing a two-person conga line.
Oh man, we did a lot of shots.
A lot of shots. And then yo, look, those burgers at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm gonna just say straight up, baby to baby gala, thank you for having us. What an amazing evening.
It was great and for a great
Such
cause.
An amazing evening. I hope I get invited back next year.
I think you will, Donald. I think you were the life of the party. And then the show ends with, one thing we have to go back to. At 14:29, Donald has a very big chunk of medical jargon.
Oh, you can tell I'm acting.
And
you
I remember this. If you're looking at the normal cut pattern of a scene, you might ask yourself, why did the director choose to so quickly go into a tight close-up of an actor?
Right.
It's because the only time that particular actor was able to ever get that medical jargon out in one sentence was by the time we got to the close-up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you, listen, as an actor, this is when you know you're fucking up. If they go, okay, we're going to do the master. All right, now we're going to do the two shot. Okay, now we're going to do the single. Okay, now we're going to go tighter on your single. Okay, we're going to go a little bit tighter on your single. Okay, this time we're going to go a little bit tighter this time.
As a director, sometimes you got to be strategic because if the actor's in their head, as Donald, I'm sure you were because you were not getting this. First of all, it was hard, and I'm sure you didn't even look at it until that morning.
Hell no, I didn't look at it until that morning. You could see the nervousness in my face as I'm saying this.
When you're directing, you're like, I can't give this actor a panic attack. They got to get it. But you don't want to keep going and over and over. Now, as a director, you might go, this line probably plays best in this size. But if the actor is not getting it in that size and you're looking at the clock and you got to move on and you don't want to give them like panic attack, you're like, all right, well, let's go tighter. And then you just keep going tighter because they at least feel like you're moving on. You're moving forward.
Right.
But I know that like this motherfucker does not know this line and we got to get this line and we're losing time.
By the end of it, it's just your face and the screen.
But it was just shy of like your eyebrows to your bottom lip.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, I did something that I've never done before. So you know I work out. I told you that.
Yes, we know that.
I worked out listening to our podcast while editing.
Oh, did you laugh?
Dude, I laughed so fucking hard.
That's good.
That the people in the gym were like, are you laughing at me?
Oh,
I was
no,
I'm sorry. I'm listening to...
Oh, you didn't tell me you were listening to your own podcast, did you?
No, I said I'm listening to a podcast.
You know, we always listen back before we put it out just to make sure we got everything right and didn't say anything too stupid. And I laugh out loud all the time. I find this show very funny.
Yeah.
I guess I'm biased. Daniel, do you find it funny when you're editing it?
I definitely get a good chuckle hearing the jokes.
Especially sometimes when you're occasionally not here and then you edit.
That's
it,
so the best, honestly. I love. I mean, I don't obviously love being here, but I love getting a fresh listen to the episode, being like, "Ooh, what are the jokes?"
Yeah. I definitely laugh out loud, and I hope people listening do too. And we didn't talk about Andor at all.
Do you want to talk about Andor?
Well, we don't want to do any spoilers, but we can briefly say how good it was.
Do you want to talk? Joelle said it was the best escape in a Star Wars movie ever. She said.
Those were her words. I stick by that principle, even though you disagree.
I disagree.
Wait, you're talking about last week though, not this week.
She's talking about this week.
This week. The prison escape was great, but then there is a pilot to Imperial systems escape.
Okay, no spoilers. No spoilers, but man, that show is
good. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this. I will say the Death Star escape in Return of the Jedi is a little bit better.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the asteroid field in Empire is a little bit better. And I'm gonna say the Obi-Wan escaping Jango Fett in Attack of the Clones is probably one of the best.
All right, these are very specific. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Other than WALL-E, I don't think I've ever had tears in my eyes from a robot. Android.
Yeah. Oh.
This robot, it is so well done. Like, I got tears in my eyes. And I want this robot. Like, I love him.
Yeah.
I love him, and I have such empathy for him. It's just so well done. The fact that he's older and has a stutter and he's damaged, and oh my goodness, it's like obviously it's meant to evoke an old animal like a pet for people, but does it work on me. I got like tears in my eyes thinking about that robot.
I'm very excited for the finale.
I want that robot. I want, like, if they make a life-size replica, Sideshow. Sideshow, sure, if you make a life-size
Dear
replica.
Sideshow.
Dear Sideshow, when you make the life-size replica, I want one.
You know, so we're coming to the final episode of that series for this season. I'm going to just say something, and I understand that not a lot of people are watching the show, and
That's not true. I think.
Hold on. Let me just finish. Even if that's not true, the strategy is to put it on Hulu and all of these other networks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the fact that there's even if it's just a small group, even if it's not the amount of people that they want to watch it, I feel like there's something really special about the people that have found Andor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? On Disney Plus.
I'm just from seeing on Reddit, and Daniel and Joelle, you can probably weigh in on this better than I. People love it.
But it's
lower ratings because the children aren't watching. But I think Lucas has to be clear that there's an audience for this show.
Right. I just don't want them to saturate it and try and be like, we got to turn this into, you know, a mainstream story so that we can get more eyes on it. I would prefer.
No. They got plenty other properties for that.
That's what I'm saying. I prefer it the way it is. And I love the fact that there's a small group of us, if it is a small group, or there's a group of us, I should say.
I think it's just smaller because you take out the kids who have no interest. But there's plenty of, that's still a big audience, right, Joelle? You know better than
me. No, there was some concern about its viewership. The first three episodes saw pretty large numbers, and then it tanked right up until episode 6, which is the heist episode. Then it exploded. It's recovering and rebounding, but they are trying to help people find its audience. A lot of Star Wars, like, fair weather fans didn't know about it. I think it's a critical darling, and I think it'll continue to
be. Oh, I think it's going to win a lot of awards. And by the way, sometimes these streamers will make something that's not, you know, the biggest juggernaut success for awards. I think there's no way the show's not going to win creative awards.
Let's stay on that. And that's what I'm saying. Let's stay on that energy instead of trying to. Star Wars doesn't always have to be this big spectacle, and Andor's the perfect example of it. You know what I mean? Let's keep it like that. You know what I mean? To try and make it so that more people will view it in order for it to be popular is, I disagree with that.
You know a show's good when, like, the next morning you're still thinking about a sad robot.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know a show is good when it stops and you're like, you know what? I think I just need to watch it one more time to see if I missed anything.
Oh. You know what else? I know this is not for you, Donald, but maybe Joelle and Daniel. The Crown is incredible this season.
Ugh. Forget about it. The Princess Di.
Oh,
have you seen the scene-by-scene comparisons?
No, but Elizabeth Debicki is incredible as Princess Diana. And the acting across the board, every single speaking part in that show, and the design, I mean, I think it's known as one of the most expensive shows on television. It is just beautiful and so well acted. And I highly recommend it to people who like dialogue and great acting. It's very, very well done. And she's going to win the award. I mean, she's incredible. All right. Should we take a quick break? And then we'll listen to some pitches from our amazing fans. Yes. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Rewatch show with Zach and Donald.
And we're back!
Eat these bowls, Zach. Eat these bowls, Zach. Everybody likes a little ass play, dude.
It's true, though.
Fuck your sound effects machine.
Classics.
Sorry, just giving someone some greatest hits.
For fuck's sake, just stop talking about your willies.
All right, sorry, we didn't. I gotta give a shout out to this little spinner I love.
Wait, what? Huh?
It's like a little fidget spinner?
What, did you think it was something dirty?
I did think of something dirty.
No, it's a fidget spinner. You know, like, I know the fidget spinner craze is over, but I actually, as someone who's always highly tense and wired, really like fucking with this thing. It's made by Yogi, Y-O-G-I. And I just keep it in my pocket and I flick it. And
wait, what?
Stop making it dirty. He's talking about a fidget spinner.
I'm not talking about genitalia.
Just the name fidget spinner sounds dirty. How are you guys upset at me? This shit's called a fidget spinner, dude.
Yeah.
That's what all of those fidget spinners were when everyone had them.
They've been a thing since like 2019.
Well, I like how discreet that one is.
That is discreet.
It fits on. Oh my God, we lost them. It doesn't vibrate down. By the way, if it did vibrate, you could use a sex toy, but it doesn't.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, by the way, Yogi, you should make one that has a sex toy as well.
Oh gosh.
But it comes in lots of colors. This is not an ad. But if you're an anxious person, I recommend this. It fits. It comes with different sizes for your fingers, and you just play with it. All right, Donald's cracking up. All right, we'll move
on. He's done. Here we go.
All right, Joelle, what do you have for us? You're like a fucking 10-year-old.
Hi, Zach and Donald and Joelle and Danil. I'm driving right now, so it's probably a little loud, but I was just listening to your newest episode, and I have a few things to say. For one, as far as a custom cereal goes, you guys definitely have to do chocolate and vanilla bears with marshmallows, because like Zach that. Insists on marshmallows. So
yes.
I think that would be the perfect custom cereal. But as far as what to do after Scrubs ends, I think a really funny and interesting show to do the podcast on would be The Middle, because you still could get some of those insights from Neil. And if Neil is available, you can have him on the show more. I've actually never seen The Middle, but since Neil is so funny, I'm assuming it's hilarious. And I remember my parents really loving it. So, yeah, that would be my suggestion for if you're going to continue the podcast and incorporate a rewatch show, you should try doing The Middle. This is going to be shorter than 2 minutes, but these are my pitches for cereal and for shows. Love you guys.
Well, I love the cereal pitch
cereal,
idea.
You had me at the cereal idea. Joelle, is there any movement on the
a
cereal?
A request has been placed and research is being done.
Because I just saw that Snoop Dogg is, you know, he's a big theme in this episode, but he just released a line of dog clothing. And I just feel that... You know, if you get the right person on the phone, you can make anything happen.
We're going to get a cereal. I want it.
Donald, aren't you so excited about, you know, a lot of these celebrities make alcohol brands.
We can make cereal.
We're going to make our billions off cereal.
And it's going to be heart healthy and taste good too.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we should. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it'll be heart healthy.
Oh God, it has to be heart healthy.
It's going
to
have marshmallows in it. I want there to be some peanut butter flavoring in it too.
Oh
marshmallows
gosh. And peanut butter flavor.
Yeah, I think it's
going to
be a junk cereal.
Chocolate and vanilla bears.
No, it's going to be like a Ben and Jerry's. It's going to be like a Ben and Jerry's cereal.
It's just super chunky.
By the way, I tried to have a pint of Ben and Jerry's in my house and have it last a day. Didn't happen.
It did not.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's like
what
you and me.
What flavor did you go for?
It was a Netflix and chill.
Ooh,
it's a pretty good one.
What does it taste like?
It's got brownies.
Does it taste like sex?
Yes.
Yes.
Netflix and chill.
It tastes like dry humping on the couch.
Ooh.
No, it's a
That's
brownie.
Good. That sounds delicious.
It's our next soundbite.
I think it's brownie, peanut butter ice cream, pretzel, and maybe cookie dough. I'm not exactly sure. But it's good as heck.
Heavenly.
And I looked at it, I closed the freezer, and then I went off and went about my day. I opened it back up. I stared her down, took a couple bites.
Did you say no?
No, you
I
know
will
what I do
not
is,
give in to
do you.
Do
you do this thing where you go, I'm only going to go to this far in the punt,
and that's
the cutoff.
Yeah, and that's the cutoff.
And then you get to the cutoff point where you're like, all right, one more layer, but not all the way down. Just another little layer. I'm just going to like scrape a little surface layer off. And then you start seeing little hints of the bottom, and you're like, well, I can see the bottom. I might as well
finish it.
And then the serving size is like 3 servings. And you're like, oh, what's that? How many calories is that? And you do the math, and you're like, fuck. Yeah.
So I've been trying to concentrate on how much sugar I'm eating nowadays, and I realize, holy shit, I eat a lot of sugar.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's so stupid for your workouts. That's like totally counterproductive. All that's going to do is add fat.
Yeah, but you
know
what?
Give yourself a treat here and there, but like every day is stupid.
Okay, so here's... Oof. Okay, so if that's the case...
Oh, boy. Well, just canceling out any cardio you're doing. So that's the point. It's like you cardio for like a half hour, whatever. You know the
worst. So I've been baking lately.
Oh,
and so
God.
For the past week and a half, these are the things I've baked. I baked sweet potato pie bars.
Ooh.
They were delicious.
I
then
fire.
Made apple pie crumble bars.
Yeah, wow. That's
they were
great.
Delicious.
That's great.
And then I just made blueberry pie crumble bars.
You're torturing yourself.
Let me tell you something. Listen, my wife is like, are you trying to kill baking. The kids? Right, I do love baking. I love baking tremendously. Like, look, a perfect day for me would be, and I don't get to do this often, but a perfect day for me, and I can do it fast now too. That's the other thing. Like, I've been doing it long enough that I can get it done within 30 minutes. You know what I mean? But perfect day would be get stoned, bake a bunch of cakes, cook some meat. You know what I mean? Maybe a vegetable or two here. Like Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
That would be.
Maybe a vegetable.
Well, it sounds like your favorite holiday is coming. Are you going to make an apple pie? Are you going to make an apple pie?
Am I going to make an apple pie? I'm going to make a bunch of pies, but it's only going to be 4 of us. So if you guys are hungry, I'll send it your way. You know, and so this is what I thought. I was like, so after I made the blueberry pie, right, and this is the third pie in the last week and a half that's been made in this house, right? And I'm like, damn, what the fuck am I? I can't eat all of this because I'm going to get sick. I'll get diabetes if I eat all of this shit. But I'm looking at it like, this shit is so good, though. I'm like, what can I do? And then it came to me. I know exactly what to do. This is a lot of baked thinking. This is a lot of weed thinking. I'm going to hire a pastry wrapper, and I'm going to cook. This is where the Snoop Dogg, the Snoop Dogg hired a blunt roller. I was like, I'm going to hire a pastry wrapper. And I'll cook these things, and I'll have a couple of bites of it, and then I'll chop it up and have the pastry wrapper wrap it, and I'll send it to my friends, and I'll just give food out. And that way, I can make all the shit that I want to eat and then give it away and not feel like, okay, I'm going to kill myself with diabetes and I'm killing my children now.
I don't think you need a professional pastry roller.
You guys aren't going to eat that shit if I just send it to you, though. If I send you a pie and some Tupperware, you're going to look at it and be like,
I would eat that.
You kidding me?
I would eat that. What? You think I don't trust you? As long as you don't put weed in it.
If you do put weed in it, you can send it to me.
Right on. Now I know, and knowing is half the battle.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
So I'm guessing it's a no on the middle then.
Yeah, the no on the middle. I love Neil Flynn, and I think there's some very funny stuff in the middle. I didn't watch the whole series, but I did watch some of season one and thought it was really, really good. Super talented people, but certainly not a show I would want to dedicate that much time to. But it's funny that she's the young woman hadn't even watched it herself.
She's like, I think you guys should watch the middle.
She goes, I never have.
Because really funny.
Because I want to hear what it's about.
Yeah. If we did pick a show, it would be a show I think that we were really into. Okay. All right. So here's the idea. A second idea is for a future project for Donald and I, and who knows, maybe even the great writer Neil Goldman. Go on.
Hello, FDRF crew. It's Stephen Brandon here with some sitcom ideas for Zach and Donald. God forbid Donald's upcoming show doesn't work out. I have a trio of ideas that might just work for you. Piggybacking off your Twilight Zone anthology series idea, you could film all 3 of these as pilots and then air them and then have a vote to see which one should go to series. That could be a fun idea. Anyway, here are the 3 sitcom ideas. 2 mismatched men discover they are half brothers when they attend their mutual father's funeral. However, in order to receive their wealthy inheritance, they must live together for a year and become real brothers. Zach and Donald are long lost brothers in chocolate and vanilla.
Why does he sound like the movie phone guy, dude?
I was
going to
say, this guy's got great delivery. Is he Australian? What's his accent?
I think he's Australian. His name is Brandon.
All I got to say is chocolate and vanilla. Well, that's funny.
First of all, I love this guy's voice.
Great.
But anyway, he should be the voiceover for the show.
Dude, he should be
in
the voiceover.
In this episode, Donald and Zach...
If movie phones still existed, he would be the voice of movie
phones. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press one. By the way, it'd be funny if it was an anthology series, if every week this guy comes on and he's like, in this week's episode, here's the setup.
What was the shit where that guy would sit in a chair before the movie would come on? He would sit in like a chair.
Oh, what is that, Daniel? That's like, you know, the guy.
The Crypt Keeper?
No, that's a different example.
That's a different version of it. Yeah. That's a different example of it, but yeah.
Yeah, but let's just call it, he'd be like the Crypt Keeper.
Right.
Did you watch Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched
it. Oh, yeah.
Were you scared?
Yeah, that was too scary. Even the Tales from the Crypt guy scared me.
He is scary. That's a weird face.
It just made me laugh. He made me laugh, man.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it because I couldn't make it through the Tales from the Crypt guy's introduction.
It was a practical puppet.
I know, but I was a kid. We were little.
Yeah.
I think. All right, continue with his ideas, please.
Idea number two. Two activist parents on the run for crimes against corporations come out of hiding to attend the wedding of their gay son, only to be caught by the police and sentenced to house arrest with their son and his new groom. Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in house arrest.
Wait a second. Pause. Wait a second. We're gay newlyweds or we're the parents of the gay
newlyweds?
We're
the gay newlyweds.
No, we're gay newlyweds.
Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in house arrest.
Donald, I need that as a soundbite.
Got you.
Please grab that soundbite. Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in
house arrest.
House arrest.
I'm going to say something.
It's like British Bake Off.
I want him to do a few more. I don't want this just to be it.
Yes. What's his name?
There's one more on here.
Wait, but what's his name?
Brandon,
will you please submit every week, Brandon?
Please, Brandon. Please, Brandon.
I just also like his pitch style. Like he says it quick and then he's like, Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in
house arrest.
All right,
let's go.
The last one.
And number three. Two divorced dad neighbors start a podcast about how to raise children. However, when they come to blows on how best to raise their kids, they agree to swap children for a month to see who the better parent really is. Zach and Donald are buddy podcasters in child swap. Hopefully one of these ideas might make the whiteboard. If not, feel free to sell all of them to Doozer Inc. Thanks very much and all the best.
That was funny.
You can pitch to me any day, Brandon.
Brandon, you're very funny.
You can pitch to me any day. You can pitch to me any day as long as it sounds
like. You're very funny. And I promise you that Doozer's going to steal all those ideas, even if we don't
make it. Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds.
Steven Brandon.
Oh, we messed up his name?
I messed up his name. I'll Steven. Take it. Steven Brandon.
Sorry about that. Steven Brandon.
Steven. Joelle messed up your name.
One dude whose name is Steven Brandon.
Steven Brandon.
I literally heard it beginning.
Steven, in Joelle's defense, Steven, that's confusing. You have two first names. It's like being named Zach Josh.
Zach Josh.
Donald Steven. those are very funny ideas, and you're a funny man. I'm not sure we're going to play Gay Newlyweds.
Why not? That'd be hilarious. We should just entertain the pitch. I'm open to it. Look.
I don't think we're allowed to play Gay Newlyweds in today's environment, Joelle. Are we? We can't even do a gay comedy.
Some people would frown upon it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying we should do, with the pitch, we leave his voiceover, and we just act out
what he's describing in the pitch in short little scenes.
What I like most about Stephen, Brandon, Charles, Chris, Joshua's pitch is is the idea of a Crypt Keeper like character. Like, it's I'm still stuck on this anthology idea, right? Every episode's different. But a Crypt Keeper-like guy, perhaps with an Australian accent, gives the setup for what's happening in each episode.
Zach, so sit down and watch Zach and Donald as gay newlyweds in House Arrest.
But that's what's amazing about the anthology idea, dude. Like, one episode could be a full-blown sitcom. One episode is like a Black Mirror-like trippy thing. Like, everyone could be different. We could do anything. I love that. I'm so into like that so far.
Zach and Donald.
Stephen Brandon. Vanilla. Stephen Brandon.
Zach
hilarious.
And Donald are chocolate and vanilla.
Oh my God. All right, everybody, as you prepare your pitches, be more like Stephen Brandon. All right, that's the show, everybody. We hope you have a healthy, positive, good week. We love you. We care about you. We thank you for tuning in.
I miss you all. I miss you so much.
I miss you all.
And not the three of you. I'm talking to all the fans out there. I miss wow.
You, you miss all the fans.
Okay. I miss all the fans. I miss when y'all used to, hit me in my DMs to tell me that, although this week you guys did hit me in the DMs to tell me
you
how much
read
you love
your
this
DMs?
Show. No. What? Wait. No. What?
She just requested more DMs.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.